Radio. It's 1 o'clock.
Is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Well, you just got here, Paul Andrews.
I know. Hello. You had an ad blue issue, didn't you?
It's a new thing for me. You know, when I bought my little Merc, I decided to buy it when the kids left home and while I could still clamber out of it. Because it's quite low, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's got a soft top, so you don't bang your head on the roof.
Yeah, but while I could still slither out my little metal knee and all that. So I wanted a petrol, but they didn't make it in petrol. It was only diesel. And so I got my lovely car.
But just sorry to interrupt, but I'm getting my own back. We're talking about diesel, though. Did you see yesterday that one of the founders of Extinction Rebellion, the nutters that have been all over London week? They were interviewing her on the BBC, and they said, "What car do you drive?" And she
electric.
It's a diesel. Oh. It's a diesel 4x4. You go, oh, really?
She admitted that, did she?
Yeah, she did. And then she went, so, what's the problem? Well, you're a hypocrite. That's what's the problem.
So when I was coming back from your lovely little soiree, because, you know, you did have a birthday, listener.
I did.
Yeah, he's still...
I did.
Did you come on the bus today with your little pass?
I didn't. I didn't use my bus pass. I've had my bus pass for over a year now, because I got that when I was 65. But I was 66 this time, which means I now get my whopping great pension of 100 and whatever it is a week.
I tell you what, it was exhausting giving you bumps. I mean,
I know.
One for luck as well. Ridiculous. Anyway, so when I left your abode, it was flashing up that I had 100 miles. And I didn't even know what this AdBlue refill thing, it says refill AdBlue at workshop, no start in, 100 miles, so I thought. Yeah. So I booked it in for next Wednesday, very calmly. And then today I left and I was whizzing down the Thanet Way from sunny Whitstable and it just had zero on and said no start in 0 miles. And I was at the roundabout and it just went, it was very, very odd. So I screeched and I was going, please don't stop, please don't stop to all the traffic. Screeched home, swapped into the old banger.
Yeah.
The dog's car, in other words.
So you need your AdBlue.
And
Do you know what's in it?
I think it's a rip-off, you said.
Well, it does do what it's supposed to do, but if you knew what was in it and how much they charge you for it, you'd be amazed.
Well, the minute you go into a Merc dealer, it's crazy anyway, isn't it?
Well, it's for... It's not a fuel additive, it's an exhaust additive for diesels. And what it does is you add it to the catalytic converter and it converts nitrous oxide into something benign. And that's what it's for, is to remove the particulates from the catalytic converter. Mm. But do you know what it's made of? There's only two things in it.
Detail.
Pee and sterilised water.
Really?
Yep, urea and sterilised water.
So I could have just peed in it and bunged a bit of ironing water
in it. And some distilled water from your iron and you add blue.
I say. Well, it was a bit of a nightmare and it was very stressful. And then, of course, I don't have a sat-nav in there. I don't have all my lipstick and all my little ladies' things in there. So, because it's really the dog's car. It's very old. It's a great... Actually, Honda CR-V, best car I've ever had.
Mind you, they keep nicking the catalytic converter off that, haven't they?
Well, the catalytic converter is actually worth more than the car. The car's done 230,000 miles. Yeah. I've never spent more than £800 on it. It's been amazing. Honda, I love you. Mercedes, I'm every time I go to the garage, it's a fortune.
Funnily enough, the best car I've ever had was a Honda. It was a Honda NSX.
They're great.
And it was the first version that they brought out in the 1980s.
When I used to work for ICI in my 20s, I used to have a Honda Prelude.
Did they have cars when you were in your 20s?
Yeah, they did.
I thought you went to work in a horse and car.
It only had those big wheels. Yeah. But that Honda Prelude, I used to drive all around central London, because you could in those days, and you could park. You could park in the King's Road and things. And I remember going through Queensway once, and the engine was just so perfect, but the body was falling apart because it was getting old. And I had to actually...
That reminds me of something.
Well, my passengers actually ended up having to wriggle out of the window because the doors wouldn't open.
I used to have a car like that, where you start winding the window down, and they won't even know what a window winder is.
I know.
You start winding the window down and the glass falls halfway and then it won't wind back up. Yeah.
Do you remember chokes?
Yeah.
So young people
for hanging your handbag on, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. What I was going to say, that driving in, talking not about cars or whatever it was, AdBlue, Hawk things, McDonald's have run out of milkshakes. Last week, Kentucky ran out of chicken.
Yep.
Nando's also have run out of stuff. It made me think again about the old shop local thing.
Yeah.
Because I can go down to Whitstable Produce in Whitstable on the corner.
Killer chicken.
And he's got chicken, he's got salad, he's got milkshakes, he's got smoothies. Yeah. You know, and I look at the queue for McDonald's. At breakfast time, the queue is going out on snaking out.
Yeah.
They can't even bother to get out of their car.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder, I mean, I know we're all busy, but I had a full Kentish this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. And I swam and I've cleared up and I've put a wash on. I'll probably never take the wash out of the washing machine. I tend to, I'm very good at putting washes on and very bad at dragging them out and hanging them up.
Yeah, me too.
And then you put them on the line and it rains anyway. So,
yeah, exactly. So it's not worth it.
I was going to ask a very important question.
Yeah.
Who might our sponsor be?
This week, the Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with leading employment law firm, Look Associates. They'll be bringing us regular news, information and help with employment law, health and well-being at work. You can find out more about Look Associates by going to their website, which is www.lookassociates.co.uk. And that's Loch, spelt in the Scottish way, L-O-C-H.
As in Loch.
As in Loch.
So what do you think about this shortage?
Oh, it's part of the pandemic. I mean, there's a number of things going on. One of the problems here is we've been arguing for the last couple of weeks about the shortage of HGV drivers, with everybody making political points.
Some of them are quite tall, but
they've all been making political scoring points out of it, but none of them know what they're talking about because they don't work in the employment industry. And the fact is that there's a reason that there's a shortage of HGV drivers, which is structural. In 2013, there were 299,000 people employed in the UK as drivers. In 2020, there were 601,000 people employed as drivers. Mm. So the amount of driving jobs has doubled in the space of 7 years. And the reason for that is you.
Me?
And you and me. Because in the last 7 years, and especially during the pandemic, we've been ordering more and more stuff online. And to get it to you, they have to deliver it in a truck.
And we've all got used to having it the next day if we've got Prime.
But the structural issue here is that you have it delivered in a van, and a 7.5-ton van or a transit or something. Yeah. Mm. What's been happening in the driving industry, if you're an HGV driver, you earn between £11 and £14 an hour. Okay, that's what they were paying. But you have all the responsibilities of a 747 pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to have a thing called CPC, which is continual professional assessment. There's tachometers. You're responsible for who's in the back of your lorry and all kinds of stuff. Mm. Very stressful job, quite often away from home, for like 12, 14 quid an hour. You can get a job driving a truck, a van for Amazon for £12 an hour. And you can be home in the evening to see the kids.
My cleaner gets £15 an hour.
What
would you rather do?
So what a lot of HGV drivers did is they gave up driving big trucks and went to driving vans because it was cheaper and easier and less hassle. On top of that, because of the pandemic, there's been no HGV driver tests and no CPC tests for nearly 14 months. Mm. So there's 25,000 people waiting for their tests. and we got a shortage of 76,000 people.
I would be very interested to know where their milkshake is. Probably a powder, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's
where just, it comes from. Is it from Europe, do you think? From Romania or something?
No,
UK?
Not necessarily. It could come from anywhere. I mean,
I want to know. It's not no point telling me it could come from anywhere.
It probably doesn't all come from the same place always. You know, you source... Nowadays, with just-in-time delivery, you source components for things from all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of just-in-time, yeah? Is that you don't have one source of everything and you don't have it stockpiled somewhere. Mm. The whole point of just-in-time is you have a series of suppliers that can supply you... you know, at the drop of a hat. Now, one of the problems we've had, and it's not just in the UK, by the way. These problems are endemic across Europe and the United States and Australia, although Australia's shut now because they've gone full puppy murderer.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures of them? They were arresting young kids that were in rocks on the beach, putting handcuffs on them.
Yeah, they got mad.
And fining their parents £1,000.
Well, did you see they shot all those dogs?
No.
They shot a load of dogs because they said they didn't want people... It was in a stray centre. And they said, we don't want people coming here because they could pass COVID on to each other, so they shot all the dogs.
You're joking.
I'm not. I am not.
Oh, my God.
I've gone completely bonkers.
It has. I think we need to be a COVID-free zone in the show. Because... you know, it's very worrying what's happening in the world. Yeah. And I think
the biggest issue, just finishing off on what you asked me about supply chains and the fact that we've got shortages of everything, is the pandemic.
Yeah.
Everybody gets pinged and you have to isolate. Yeah.
I happen to know that a major supermarket that my plumber's wife works for, ages ago, a year ago, when it all first started, or over a year ago, told all the staff to turn off their ping in store because it was never going to function otherwise.
Yeah, but it's not only that. My Amanda works at Pick and Stuy in the evenings and she doesn't have the app and has never had the app. She got a text from the NHS saying, you've been isolated. And she, what? And then they bombarded her with calls and texts, and she had about 20. So she investigated. She rang them and said, what are you talking about? You know, what is the colour? Your employer said that somebody had tested. So she went and checked. The person that had been tested positive was 5 weeks ago and had already been off and come back to work before they contacted her.
Crazy.
And she said, a bit late, really.
Yeah, exactly. Well, did you see the pictures of all the piles of the PCR tests where people have travelled abroad outside
pharmacies?
Yeah,
none of them have been tested. Yeah,
bins and bins of them. So I think we're in a bit of a pickle. And I am not happy with the, you know, this constant everybody must get jabbed at the moment. I think we need to slow right down, but this is a personal opinion. But what I was going back to McDonald's... Mm. This is more about why we need to keep it a bit more local. Mm. You know, go to your local shop. Remember, because George's Mini Mart in Whitstable, I used to go and get all my cleaning stuff from them.
Yeah.
You know, I use natural products and my white vinegar and all sorts of things I used to get from her. And she's not doing it now because the profit margins, she says, she has to buy £2,000 worth. And, and so now... I'm having to buy it on Amazon because I don't go to supermarkets.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't been for years. I prefer, but if the local shops, if we lose our local shops or they stop doing stuff, then we're going to use Amazon more.
Yeah.
And Amazon is a habit. You know, it's so easy. I just got three bottles of Cif or whatever it's called. Mm. Dun, dun, dun. It's here the next day.
Yeah.
So my dog was scratching, Cassie. I just got some holistic organic stuff to spray her with
dog
next
scratcher.
Day. Yeah, it's called Ditch the Itch. But you know, it's a bad habit, Amazon.
Yep. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get started.
Yeah.
We've halfway through the show already. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Intune PR, and they say, Villeneuve Webb, that's me, Jill Serkin, that's her. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for the Bromley Buzz podcast on Spotify and Podbean? And they say, we're already talking about you. Oh, blimey.
Oh, dear.
And we would love you to be guests. Oh, yeah, we're up for that. We'll always have a chat with that. So check it out. It's the Bromley Buzz podcast, and you can find it currently on Spotify or Podbean. Or you can follow them on Twitter, Intune PR.
Lovely. And I quite like it when we go on other shows.
Mm.
Because we can fiddle with their equipment and things.
Yeah, sabotage it and that.
Yeah, turn it up, turn it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had a rock fit with Sarah. Hello to you.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Yeah, I expect she's doing a little badass workout. Badass workout.
Do you reckon?
That's what she'll be doing.
Is it?
It's set to rock and metal soundtrack. It's a combo of rock
music. Do you sweep your hair? Can I sweep my hair?
Yeah, you can. All yours. Yeah. Sweep your parting, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Dance fitness and some serious body sculpting moves. She's based in Ramsgate, and you can find her at RockFit Sarah. Ramsgate's fast becoming a little food hub, isn't it?
It's up and coming, Ramsgate.
You've got little ships.
I'm telling you. Yeah, Planet is going. It's going.
They are building all over it, but apart from that, there's some nice.
Yeah, well, they're building all over it because it's popular.
Yeah. But they're building all over prime farmland.
Yeah, but all down from London.
Yeah.
You've got
DFLs.
Yeah, you got an email about some brownfield buildings.
Is it going to upset me?
No, it's brownfield site.
Okay, but that might upset me as well.
But it's not in Fannet.
Shall I read one?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I was going to read about Maidstone's newest eating out experience.
Yeah, go for it.
You can find them, Love Food at Lock Meadow. I don't know if that's a Twitter handle. It looks a bit long to be a Twitter handle, but yeah. Love Food at Lock Meadow.
No, that's the
Meadow.
Name of the company. It's the name of the
okay.
thing.
Okay. Oh, so they've just used the
they're just being
at sign.
They're being trendy. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, that just... Whoosh. It's now set to open its doors and open up 8 amazing different eating experiences in one place. It's an initiative of Maidstone Borough Council, and the food hall is scheduled to open in October, with all 8 units filled with exciting local tenants ready to satisfy food lovers, and featuring modern street-style food with a choice that spans the globe, including Thai, Jamaican, Asian, vegan and American. So they'll occupy the old unit that used to be the Gourmet Burger Kitchen at the front of the building, and there's an adjacent empty unit. There'll be 4 food outlets on opposite side of the centre's front entry with a communal seating area, and they're going to focus on quality, modern, diverse foods from local businesses. So this is great news. It sounds like the sort of thing that we love, local independent little stalls and things. And they say, after the first lockdown, we launched Kent's only Odeon Luxe Cinema, which outperformed all other Odeon cinemas UK-wide after its launch, and continues to be a strong draw for the centre. So well done there. That's really exciting news that something is starting up. We like that. Hopefully they'll sell some white vinegar somewhere that I can get as well.
Cool. Do you know what?
Tunage?
I think I'm going to play some cheesy tunage in celebration of our next guest.
Oh.
Now, the first track I chose wasn't on the system. I'll probably guess why it wasn't on the system, so I chose this instead. So you can't let this run too long, otherwise it's easy because they start with it. So you've got to get this tune within one, right?
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
Here we go.
Oh, you're cold as ice.
Yeah.
I don't know who did that. It was cold as ice, very good for cry therapy.
Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday. Go.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Foreigner there. Did you like that?
I thought it was very clever.
Did you?
Yeah, you've been up all night thinking of that one, haven't you?
I had. Well, as I was just saying while we were listening to it, I had originally chosen Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. Do you see what I did there?
That would have been just topping it.
Yeah, but we didn't have it on a database.
Yeah, and it's very strange, isn't it? Because as Ruth emanated through the room, I got a little waft of her perfume, and I said it had vanilla notes. So it's like a whole vanilla show, isn't it?
It's spooky, isn't it?
Very spooky. You got ice, you got vanilla.
Yeah.
And you got foreigners.
Yeah.
As well.
Where did I come in?
Well, that was just tunage, wasn't it?
I see. Yeah. I see what you did there. Okay. All right, fine. Well, shall we talk to somebody sensible now?
I would love to hear all about cryo rejuvenate.
I'm amazed you could say it.
I can if I haven't been to the Good Shed and had Simpson's wine.
Oh, okay. No. Right.
But let's hear all about
Ruth. Well, let's introduce Ruth properly.
Yeah, it's
a pleasure to welcome back, because she has been on before, but quite a while ago now. The lovely Ruth Hyde of Cryojuvenate, based over there in Sevenoaks. Ruth, good afternoon. Welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show. It's extraordinarily lovely to see you again.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
That's okay.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jules.
Hello.
Be back.
You're going to have to come a bit closer to that mic, or move it closer to you. I don't mind which way you do it. That's it. You got it. Yeah.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Exactly.
She's even got the branding on her T-shirt.
I know.
I mean, that's
she's got the logo and everything, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Of course. Never go anywhere without my T-shirt.
This is a bit out of context. Do you sell clothing as well these days? Or is this just your promotional?
We do have the T-shirts on sale,
Mind you, with what you do, you don't wear a lot of clothes. Well, not you do, but, I mean, your customers don't, do they?
Yes, it is a daily event to see naked men and women, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm desperate to know what it does. I mean, you were on so long ago, I can't remember. I remember jumping up and down saying, I want it, I need it. Fat loss and things. But tell us, right from the beginning, why would anybody go and plunge themselves into ice?
Let's tell us how it is, what it is, what your primary business is with Cryojuvenate, and what it's about, and then we'll discuss how it works and what you do and all the other things you do.
Everything, in other words.
Okay, so Cryojuvenate is primarily a cryotherapy business.
Right.
So we deliver cooling treatments.
Right.
For health, wellness, weight loss and recovery.
Okay.
So we sort of have a wide variety of people that use our services.
Right.
The whole body chamber, it's an electric chamber. It looks like a big sort of a fridge or freezer that you walk into. It's got a
You keep your
front.
Chicken in there when there's no one in it, don't you?
Well, I've put my Prosecco in there before.
Have you?
On the odd occasion.
It's handy to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've put out a few pictures of beer in there as well. But so basically, you go into this chamber at minus 85 degrees.
Right. Blimey, that's a bit chilly.
It's very chilly. Initially for 3 minutes.
Right.
A lot of people that do it on a regular basis will go in there for 4 or 5 minutes.
Right.
And what that does, it basically puts the body into a flight or fight scenario.
Right.
Whereby the brain's sending a signal to the heart saying, oh my God, it's an emergency.
It's blooming cold in here.
help. So basically the blood starts drawing away from all the limbs and goes towards the vital organs to protect them, as it would like if you were stuck out in the middle of the Antarctic somewhere, I suppose.
So do you get very sleepy then, as if you had hypothermia?
Well, that's a very good question, actually, but later on, after you've come out the chamber, where the body continues to work hard, you will find that you get a very good night's sleep.
Mm. But not in the chamber, you don't get
no,
sleepy.
No, not at all. No, you, it's far too cold to get sleepy.
No, you're too busy running away from the polar bears. Yeah.
So while you're in there, so your body, you have the blood circulating, so you could say it starts your metabolism. And the blood starts circulating quicker, so it can increase your heart rate.
Right.
When you come out of the chamber, everything sort of tends to rush back to where it's supposed to be. And this is where sort of the magic happens, if you like, because for one, you feel refreshed.
Yeah.
It can help with fatigue, tired muscles. And where the blood sort of flushes back through to where it's supposed to be, it can really help to reduce inflammation,
right.
Reduce pain, speed up recovery if it's... like an injury, or it can help to manage pain if it's a chronic illness such as a autoimmune disease or something.
Now we hear an awful lot in the news this sort of buzzword, isn't it, inflammation. Describe to the listener what it means, because my CPR levels or whatever they are, or CRP levels, are always high with inflammation.
Well, I mean, for a lot of sports people, you know, who sort of challenge themselves, constantly training, footballers, boxers.
Yeah.
We get a lot of strong men come in. You know, they're pushing their bodies to the limit.
Yeah.
So, and they refuse to rest when they're supposed to rest, if
I'm
honest
with
you.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
come in, they said, oh, well, I've tore my hamstring, but I haven't rested it. Well,
yeah,
why?
I've only played twice since. Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story about that. My youngest son, Stuart, it was playing football one day, and he went down and he got hurt. And then the physio went on and they messed about for a little while and he got up. And I'm going, Stuart, stop it. Just play on. Just play through the pain and carry on, right? So he played the rest of the match. When he came off, he went, I'm in pain. We went to the hospital. We'd broken his leg.
Oh, my goodness. You made him
I made him play the rest of the match. Yeah.
It's one of those
Sorry, Steve. Yeah, sorry, Steve.
But inflammation can be other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just sports.
Inflammation
people.
Is autoimmune disease can cause inflammation.
Yeah. So such as diabetes. Diabetes 1?
We wouldn't
thyroid.
Typically put someone in the chamber with type 1 diabetes.
Would you
type
not?
2? Yeah, because I think with type 1, I mean, I'm not medical, so I don't know all the ins and outs, but type 1 is a little bit more severe than a type 2, so type 2 is more manageable.
Yeah.
Therefore, type 1 does fall under the contraindications, but we'd always have a long chat with people. To
Well, type
out.
1 is autoimmune, but type 2 is not, is it? It's diet-related.
Yeah, diet-related, but yeah. It really depends what the nature of the issue is. But inflammation, we're talking about, you know, limbs. We're talking about...
You're talking about swelling, aren't you?
Let's swelling, really, yeah, mainly. Yeah. I mean, you know, you use an ice pack when you've got a swollen knee.
You know, because you get a lot of sports people use your facilities and, you know, you get ankle twists and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
where
all sorts of common things like tendonitis, Achilles heel, hamstrings.
Yeah.
People pre and post-operation like ACL, MCL. People with back issues, you know, like discs that are sort of rubbing against each other, rotator cuff, shoulder injuries, neck injuries. So we do have other treatments that complement that as well. So we have localised cryotherapy that will target the area. That will be a much more, as I say, focused treatment.
Does it work for plantar fasciitis?
Well, funny enough, we actually...
Oh, that's a good word, isn't
we
it?
We have treated that a lot. It can help relieve.
Right.
So we was at the Food Fest, actually, at the weekend, and we did have someone come up with that. And it just helps relieve the sort of the niggles and the pain.
Yeah.
And funny enough, not funny enough, but one of our sort of ambassador stroke clients is a guy called John Boy Smith, and he's actually Paralympian. He's out in Tokyo at the moment.
Yeah.
And when he first started coming to us, I mean, obviously he gets a lot of problems with his hands because he's, you know, racing in his wheelchair. And the first time he came to us, he had the cryo on his hand. And within a few minutes, he could not believe the difference. And he didn't even have to come back for a couple of months, if that.
When you were treating him or someone similar to him, you said it had it on his hands. Have you got a smaller machine where you just put your hands in or something?
Yeah, we've got a small localised cryotherapy machine. It's got like a hose on it and it blasts out cold air at minus 42 degrees.
Wow.
So You can pretty much use it anywhere.
You could make your own snow at Christmas as well, couldn't you?
We do in the chamber. We've got a fan. We press the button and then all the snow starts coming out. Yeah. And everyone's like, what's going on? They love it. Yeah.
How do you cope with people that might get claustrophobic? Have they got a little window they can look out?
It's a big glass door.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So we do have a lot of people say that, but very rarely do we have anyone sort of comes out because of they feel claustrophobic. Mm. And the door doesn't lock, so, you know, there's a lot of sort of safety issues that we go through before we put anyone in the chamber, for sure.
I'm intrigued as to why you started this. What's your background? Because it's an unusual business, isn't it, really?
It is a very sort of niche business, I suppose. So my background is I worked in telecoms in the city.
There you are. That's obviously why she started up a cryo. Yeah.
It's obvious, isn't it? Why didn't you think of that? Why do you even have to ask? It's obvious.
Telecoms to freezing people.
But I was always sporty. So, you know, I've done cycle after cycle after cycle over the years. I used to run at lunchtimes. I used to go to the gym. I'm a personal trainer. You name it. And sport was my thing. I love sport. And I got to a point, I got made redundant from what I call my grown-up job, did a few more jobs for a few more years, got made redundant again. And I just thought, I just can't do this city thing anymore. You get burnt out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got burnt out. I'd had enough. So I was looking to start a business, but just not any business. It had to be something I was quite passionate about, and it had to be something that sort of helped people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I should say this, but I actually got the idea. I saw it on an American Housewives program when they were doing it. And
Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes. Yeah.
They probably all have their own private one in their house,
don't
they?
They didn't at the time. So this was like early 2016. Mm-hmm. And it was just like my light bulb moment. I'm like, oh, what's this? This looks good.
Mm.
And because myself, I've suffered with a lot of the things that cryo could help with. I had juvenile arthritis. I had calcification of my shoulder. I've had cartilage, two cartilage operations. You know, just stuff where wear and tear as well. Mm. And cryo could have helped all of these things.
Really?
If it'd been around.
So it was written in your stars, wasn't it?
I think it was somewhere along the line. So I just, it started as a little project while I did some contract work on the side. And next thing you know, it was a year to the day of, like, the idea. I was opening up in Sevenoaks. It was pretty much a whirlwind, and I just pumped my life savings into it. Massive risk.
How did you get all the equipment? Where from?
Not
a lorry driver, that's for sure, there's a shortage.
My chamber is actually German, so they're a very good company and one of the main sort of dealers in the cryotherapy business. Mm. I started off by going to the expo up in the Excel Centre in 2016, going in a chamber myself, one of the nitrogen ones, which absolutely felt like I was being cut in half. It was so cold.
Wow.
So they're colder, are they?
Yeah,
feel colder.
They go down to about -120, -130. And that wasn't an
enjoyable
experience.
Don't your bits drop off at that temperature?
Well, we often have men come out the chamber saying their nipples are like feeling rather cold.
Right.
I mean, obviously.
And anything else?
It wouldn't
of
be
course.
My nipples
no.
that I was worried about,
no.
I can tell you.
A little bit of shrinkage.
It'd be my gentleman
going.
Sausage. That would be what I would worry about.
Other sausages are available.
We did have one of the lads once who didn't realise he should keep his pants on, and we're going, no, don't take your pants off. It's when you go in there, it's a dry cold. So you have music playing, like Cold as Ice. You have a clock on the walls, you can see how long you've got.
Is there a panic button in there?
There's no need, because there'll always be a therapist with you.
Oh, how lovely.
On the outside.
Yeah. So they don't bundle in with you. Okay.
Yeah, I do occasionally get in with clients.
With the Prosecco.
If they're not feeling it that day, I'll get in, I'll jump in.
It's quite interesting, because my sister-in-law had cancer of her bladder, and she has healed herself, touch wood, with natural process. And she was having the sitz baths. So she was sitting in ice, you know, which again is a German therapy. And it must have been really, really tough. So she was sitting in ice.
Well, ice baths are a standard.
Sitz, they're called.
But they're a standard physiotherapy treatment. Mm. You know, if you go into any professional football club training area, they will have ice baths.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Most of them.
Because I think you've got to be very brave to sit in that sort of thing.
Yeah. a lot of people are practicing the Wim Hof sort of theories at the moment with the cold showers in the morning.
Well, all the sea bathing we saw during COVID was everybody had a dry robe. I mean, the dry robe was the must have.
But everybody knows there are a number of injuries on which she put frozen peas.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And it's basically this
with a tea towel under. Yeah, so you don't burn your skin.
But this is taking a similar kind of principle and making it scientific and kind of work.
That you mention that, during lockdown, I approached the University of Kent and to do a study. There have been many studies carried out, but I wanted to do my own one. Right. So anyway, so we collaborated, and basically we did the study in March this year, and we got 9 women, perimenopausal women, and we put them in the chamber every day for 6 days. At the beginning of the trial, we did saliva tests before and after, and the same at the end of the trial. And the outcome, the results were absolutely amazing. The cortisol levels average was reduced by 52%.
Really? Wow. That's huge.
The improvement was 30 to 40%. So we are actually going to be doing some more follow-up on that study because it was only saliva samples, but we're going to be doing bloods and other things later on in the
year. That's so interesting because the perimenopause can go on forever.
Yeah, it has. We've got another lady at the moment who's doing it, and she runs a group, and she's just done a 10-day challenge with us. And she said her hot sweats have declined. I think she said she hasn't had any. So it really is. It can reset the thermostat. It can help people in so many ways. When I'm talking about cortisol, we've got a lot of blogs on our website, and there's a lot of interesting blogs about the depression, the mindset, how it could, you know, oxygenates. Yeah. So when you come out, you're elevated, and it keeps you elevated.
It's one of those really strange things, and it doesn't matter how many times I remind myself or see something written about this or whatever. One of the things we're bad at humans, believe it or not, is breathing. Yeah, and we don't breathe properly all the time. So, you know, a lot of what you're talking about here is just resetting your body, getting it working back naturally again, you know, because we do it all the time. We walk around, we get more and more tense, we stop breathing properly, or we hyperventilate, or, you know, whatever, and we don't even notice we're doing it. And that makes us worse, and we get worse and worse and worse. I just want to say this because I'm name dropping big time right?
Yeah.
I'm name dropping, but it shows you how this show is tied together, right?
Yeah.
There's three things that we just talked about. You said that you first came across in the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you the story about Stu, my son, breaking his leg. Elaine Davison, who was the star of Housewives of Beverly Hills, my Stu stayed with her in her house in Beverly Hills for a month because he was at university with her son Duke.
Oh, how bizarre.
How weird is that? Yeah.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm. Is she the TV presenter? Of that lady?
Yeah,
she was and nice, she was.
Yeah, her husband is Bruce Van Horn.
Yeah.
Who's a sports commentator, tennis commentator on the circuit.
Oh, well, if she's listening, come on down.
Now, you do a few other things as well, I think, don't you?
We do.
Yeah.
You were talking about new treatments, so I'll just mention that quickly. Mm. I've just invested in this new piece of equipment. It's called an EMS Medisculpt. And basically what
it's called a what?
EMS.
Yeah.
Medisculpt.
Right, okay.
So what that does is it tightens muscles.
Oh, blimey.
Basically, have you heard of Slender Toe?
That's been around since the 70s.
On the stomach. Well, this is a high-tech, leading-edge, more sophisticated version of that.
Okay.
This machine has 4 paddles on it.
Right.
And you can use up to 2 paddles at a time.
So you can nip over to Dover and Calais with it.
very good. Yeah. Okay.
Get your wine.
So this is like a follow up. Say you've got stubborn fat you want to remove. So we would.
We have, haven't we?
Yeah. It's Jules. Mine's called Jules. Yeah.
We put you through the fat freezing process first, and then sometimes, quite often, you get loose skin, which involves body sculpting to help tighten the skin. But then you've got people who have got, you know, pretty okay figures, but they just want to tighten
that stubborn
muscles.
Bit, yeah.
And doesn't matter how much exercise they do, it doesn't seem to be working. Well, this machine is the equivalent of 20,000 crunches in a 30-minute session.
Blimey. And I do love a crunchy, don't you?
I love a crunchy, yeah. I love the honeycomb,
So you do a course of 4, and it's very impressive.
A course of 4? I think Paul and I might need a few more.
I need a few more than that. Well, I've got a Slender Tone belt. Well, I shouldn't admit this on it. I've got a Centretan belt.
Is it from the 1960s?
No, but it isn't that.
Is it with your percolator?
No, I can't get it on anymore. It's not big enough to go round me.
Can you get an extension?
Yeah.
Bungees.
I need an insert in it to get it to go round me.
I think I've got a bungee in my handbag. Yeah.
So that is just launching at the moment. We've had a couple of teething problems with the part, but we've got all our trials going on.
Fantastic.
Promoted that. So that's very good. And the other treatments we offer are we do vitamin infusions and injections.
Now that's great, because for me as a thyroidy, autoimmune Hashimoto's, vitamin B12 injection, pretty common for us thyroidies. Yes.
So we see a lot of people that get it through the NHS, but they'll only get it quarterly. Mm. Mm. So they will come and take monthly injections with us.
All right, okay.
So that would be the same as the NHS, but then we also offer things such as glutathione. Mm-hmm. Glutathione is what they call a master antioxidant.
Brilliant.
Cleanses the vital organs. So
I'm taking that at the moment, actually, for my AstraZeneca, glutathione.
Yeah, it's really good.
I didn't know what it did, but somebody told me to take it.
Yeah, it's really good for anti-aging, for skin.
Oh, that must have been what has happened.
Skin growth, hair.
You wouldn't believe she was 84, would you?
No.
You wouldn't believe I'm 94. But no, it really is good.
Hold on. Rewind that a bit.
He wants some now.
Hold on. I miss that. Mention the hair again.
Glutathione. Oh, hair.
Shush. Glutathione makes your hair grow.
Makes your hair grow.
Well, it helps with hair.
Be quiet a minute, Jules.
But also B12 does, isn't it?
B12 is good for fatigue. It's good for regulated mood, sleep, appetite. Mm. So I suppose if you've got all those things,
then your hair
balanced, then all the other things are
good. B complex. I'm sure one of the B vitamins is good for hair.
Yes, a B complex is very good. That's all the B vitamins that aren't the B12.
Yeah, that's what you need. B complex.
Is that right?
Yeah. And a bit of all her injections.
Yeah,
the amino acids are some of the B complex.
I actually take 7 vitamins every morning, and I have never felt better than before I had my AstraZeneca. But for my thyroid, just to support, and selenium, hugely important.
Oh, we do have selenium IV, actually.
It's like a chemistry set round here, isn't it, when she gets going?
Selenium, because our soil is depleted. Our soil doesn't have
you
selenium.
You need a top-up of AdBlue, that's what you need.
I know,
that's
definitely.
Very good. I don't know if anyone gets cramp, but selenium's quite good for cramp.
Is it? Yeah. Well, I don't, because I take selenium.
Exactly. Well, no, hold on, you've got nothing to get cramp in, all your joints are metal.
He's cheeky.
Just the one.
Yeah. Ruth, fantastic, fascinating insight into what you do. And I was saying that, during the last year, because so few things have happened, but you have won lots of awards. You have. Go on.
No, that was pre-lockdown.
Exactly. Yeah.
I am actually up for Entrepreneur of the Year at the moment. Is a bit surreal. Yeah. Because it's a national thing. So I'm a regional finalist for that.
I've got to tell you, the first time I ever met Ruth, I was emceeing.
Were you in a cry?
No, listen. I was emceeing the Seven Oaks Business Awards. And Ruth won an award for her business. But not only that, she also won the raffle.
And my granddaughter was born that night.
And her granddaughter was born the same night.
Yeah,
there was something else you got as well. She won the raffle, which was
two
like
raffles, I think.
Yeah, you won because she won a raffle. It was like 100 bottles of Prosecco and beer and stuff. Yeah, and then you won a secondary prize, and then she won the actual award as well. And I'm just thinking, what is this woman doing?
That was a really aligned evening.
What are you? Pisces. Are you?
Okay.
Yeah, very fishy.
Yeah. Ruth, thank you so much for that. Give us a quick shout out for your website so people can come and check it all out and have a look at it.
Yep, so we are www.cryojuvenate.com. CryoJuvenate, because no one can spell it.
Yeah.
And we are on Instagram with the same name, Facebook, Twitter. You'll find us all over the platform.
Fabulous. There's a link to the website on the radio website. That will stay there forever. For the moment, Ruth, thank you so much for that. And keep on keeping on. It's lovely to see you again.
And you.
Cool.
Thank you. AK Pet Services says she takes 7 tablets with a bottle of Simpson wine. You know me so well. That's AK Pet Services. He is a fabulous service. He's a licensed 24/7 door-to-door pet carrier for you and your pet. You could have a little parrot that might need to go to the vets. We will care, support and transport your every step of the way. So give us a call today. And if you have a pen, I'll read that number out. But it's akpetservice.co.uk, akpetservice.co.uk, and the number is 0777 258 9511.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Michael Park Surveyors, and they said, we'd love a Business Bunker shout out today, please, Paul and Jules. Looking forward to listening to the banter. No, I wouldn't. That's Michael Park Surveyors. All your commercial property needs for the southeast of England, give them a follow on Twitter. MPSL is their Twitter handle. I'm just trying to... Zoe Cairns, Business Bunker shout out, super exciting, coming soon, the credibility formula. If you want to know more, DM me. So you can follow Zoe on Twitter, Zoe_Cairns, C-A-I-R-N-S, Zoe Cairns, Zoe_Cairns, and the credibility formula. That's a hashtag as well, so you can check that out. Tracy Ferguson says, have a great show, everybody. I'm looking forward to listening on the catch-up. So thank you for that, Tracy, and have a good day. Kim Stevens, Care in Kent. I love a Business Bunker shout-out. If you love helping others, ever thought about becoming a carer? If you said yes, then you could be the one we're looking for. Give us a call today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You can call them on 01233, that's Ashford, 01233 619530, Ashford 619530, or you can go to their website, caringkent.co.uk.
I expect there's a little stampede of lorry drivers applying for that.
Absolutely. Right, you know what's going to happen now? It's an uninterrupted FSB news.
Go for it.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup, offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
There's a number of events taking place. I'm going to tell you all about them, and then I'm going to give you the link for them at the end of the event. There's Exercise in a Box, We're Working Remotely, which is taking place this Thursday, 26th of August, 10:30 a.m. till noon. Cyber attacks can stop your small business in its tracks. Even sole traders and micro businesses can be a target. So whether you're self-employed or running a team, there are steps you can take now to protect your business. The FSB has teamed up with Converged Communication Solutions and the Scottish Business Resilience Centre to offer the first in a mini-series of cyber support events. In our first session, we're going to be looking at security when working from home. I'll give you the link for that in a moment. Getting started with analytics. This is a webinar, a free webinar with the FSB, and they've teamed up with Google Digital Garage to provide a free live webinar training. The Google Digital Garage provides free online and live webinar skills training to individuals, businesses in the UK to help people find a job, grow their skills, grow their career, or to run a business from home. This is a national online free event on Tuesday the 7th of September, 11 a.m. till 12 noon. On Thursday the 9th of September, maximise your membership, 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Maximise Your Membership session is a free online event open to all new joiners to the FSB, as well as existing members that want to refresh their memories regarding all the available benefits. Then on Thursday the 9th of September, 11 a.m. till 12 p.m, in brackets, optional after party, 12 till 12:30, is the Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. The event is hosted by Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. There's Creating a High Performance Team on Wednesday the 1st of September, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. This webinar explores the definition of a high-performing team and the practical steps you can take as a leader or business owner to transition your existing team into high performance. Then on Wednesday the 8th of September, want to launch on Amazon and don't know where to start? Whether about to start selling on Amazon or planning a future growth, Amazon remains one of the quickest routes to market for any small business. This webinar will give you the tools to prepare your business for selling on Amazon and what to expect in order to grow profitably by using the platform. on Thursday the 9th of September, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. property and construction event, getting two types of funding. Peter Searle is hosting a four-part series of events on behalf of the Kent and Medway FSB entitled How to Get On in the Property Sector. At this event, we'll focus on securing two types of funding. Alex Millam from ASC will discuss what investors are looking for in a project funding application, and Robert Edge from iConstruct will advise on grant funding for developers, contractors and subcontractors. That's Thursday the 9th of September, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then on Thursday the 30th of September, 9:30 to 10:30, Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs. And Wednesday the 22nd of September, Maidstone Virtual Networking, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, hosted by Peter Searle. This is a free FSB Connect online event in association with the Metro Bank. This takes place in Maidstone, but it is a virtual event at the moment. And our relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. And then there's building a diverse and inclusive business through effective communication. Now, there's two goes at this. The first one takes place Thursday the 2nd and the 16th of September. So it's a two-day thing. And then there's another go at it on Thursday the 7th and the 21st of October. And this is a live physical event taking place at the Coachworks in Dover Place, Ashford. And it's a four-part training session. Now, all of those things that I've just told you about, you can find by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. On Monday the 13th of September, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m, on the 30th of September, the furlough scheme ends, and it is ending. And then we're going to know about it. The scheme will come to an end, meaning that business owners will be faced with decisions about how to remodel their businesses to respond to new or changed operating practices. This webinar will focus on the practical legal aspects for business owners of bringing staff fully back into the workplace and making any changes needed to adapt to the new normal and different ways of working, as well as advice on dealing with the well-being and emotional side of making these changes. So it's a free webinar taking place Monday the 13th of September in anticipation of the end of furlough. And again, you can find the booking, all the details, and you can book your place by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. The FSB have an event in association with Produced in Kent, which is Good Food Growth Kent. It's a virtual meet the buyer, and it's taking place on 9th September. There are a few places left for buyers looking to grow their local food and drink supply chain. As the interest in local food traceability and provenance continues, and consumers continue to redefine their relationship with food and drink, this is your opportunity to meet suppliers from across the southeast. If you'd like to be involved in this event, you need to send an email to Jill Sargent at Produced in Kent. So that's Jill with a J, dot Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T, Jill.Sargent at producedinkent.co.uk to find out more information. And that is the FSB news for this week.
Fabulously, beautifully read.
Okay, what you got?
Oh, lots, actually. I don't know whether you saw, my chef friend has got this awful rash on her hands from chefing, basically.
Don't want that.
And Susie Fish has just said, ouch, and sent me some pictures. So you can find Susie on Tropic Susie, S-U-Z-I, Fish. And she is, you can shop online or you can host pamper parties. So that's the Tropic, beautiful products that I've used. And she says, seeing these pictures, Tamanu, I don't know how to say it, Tamanu Skin Saviour Balm would really help. This is in 2 weeks. She's put three pictures of one of her clients, and it looks very similar to the photos I put of my lovely chef's hands. This is in 2 weeks with septic eczema, she's called it, for example. And she said also, alongside the Tamanu Skin Saviour, you could use the signature hand wash and hand cream and hand sanitizer, all natural, effective, but kind to the skin. And this is the trouble with chefing. They're given all these chemicals. And in fact, her GP, she showed me the bottle, her GP, she wanted to give her steroids. You can't have that at 26 for life. And she'd also given her some hand wash. And she showed me, I said, show me the ingredients. It was like reading a scientific laboratory experiment.
A bit like this show, really.
Yeah, so I said, don't use that. I'll get you some stuff. So that's what I'm doing. So thank you, Susie, for that.
Okay, I've had a tweet from IFF Kitchen, and they say, hello, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, Cryo Juvenate, Lock Associates, and Alan from the Tenterden Folk Festival. We are your local professional kitchen in Kent, delivering healthy meals throughout the UK. And they are lovely, too, because I partake.
What was your favourite?
It was the chili beef.
Okay, yeah, I do love a bit of chili, and I do love a bit of beef.
Shared it with my squirrels.
And this Casey Canine is popped up, and they say that they've stopped off for a spot of lunch. This is the luckiest dog in town, isn't it? Yeah. This Casey Canine, it's a greyhound.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's a lady greyhound. It's Doris, yes, it is. And they're at the Rolverdon Star, which is, let's see if they say where they are.
I can tell you.
Rolverdon.
It's in Rolverdon, surprisingly.
I don't really know where that is. TN174.
Rolverdon is the other end. Rolverdon is one end of Tenterden, the opposite end to me.
It's a good local pub, and it serves great ales and home-cooked food, locally sourced where possible, and you can find them on Star Rolverdon, Rolverdon, there's an N in there, .co.uk. I really don't know where it is.
Cool. It's on the main road. On the main road to Hastings.
Yeah, but it's not my manor, is it?
No. You haven't discovered it yet, have
it's
you?
It's your manor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Locating Kent are delighted to announce the launch of a brand new property portal with hundreds of available properties from office to co-working spaces, retail and industrial units. Our enhanced search tool will allow you to find the perfect home for your growing business. You can quickly search by area and type. You can add your favourite properties to a shortlist, and you can view properties on an interactive map. If you'd like to check it out, it's property.locatingkent.com. That's property.locatingkent.com. Jules.
Lots of lots of things from Casey Canine. He's also saying it's a tad breezy at Rye Wildlife Park. He gets around, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. Well, he's a greyhound. He's quick, isn't he?
Yeah, he runs. Can't let him off leads, can you? Because they chase. They see he would sort your squirrels out in a jiffy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my dog don't. My dog just sits there and hides from him.
Did you read Tracy Ferguson's out?
Yes.
So that's Plucky's Cards. You can find Tracy. I'm not sure you... Plucky's World, her lovely cards. Starting conversations, supporting self-awareness. She's a freelance tutor and trainer, personal development. She's a Prince's Trust mentor and lifelong learner. And she's based in Rochester in Kent. You'll find her on Plucky's World. That's with a Y-S, Plucky. Pluckysworld.com.
Fantastic. The Folkestone Place Plan. The Folkestone Town Centre Place Plan is now open for consultation. Residents and businesses have a chance to comment on the action and priorities in this document until the end of August. And feedback is welcome by email. You can comment by going to folkestone-hive.gov.uk/Folkestone Plan. Folkestone Place Plan. That's folkestone-hive.gov.uk/Folkestone Place Plan.
How long we got till the news? Last
2 minutes.
Last chance to say thanks to your unsung heroes through Compassionate Community Awards 2021. The countdown is now on for the people of Maidstone to say thank you to their unsung heroes through the Compassionate Community Awards. MBC, Maidstone Borough Council, launched the Compassionate Community Awards with Heart of Kent Hospice. And the awards recognise and celebrate the work of a variety of people from across the borough of Maidstone to highlight and celebrate the positive and compassionate work that individuals, community groups and organisations have done to support others by going above and beyond. There are loads of six categories there that you can belong to or join by going to www.kentonline.co.uk/features/compassionate-awards. It could well be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
It certainly would. It certainly would be. I think it's now probably time to join the Channel Radio newsroom. We've got another guest to talk to in the second half of the show. We're going to be joined by Mr. Alan Castle of the Tenterden. Where did Folkestone come from?
Well, you're thinking of folk.
Oh, that was the problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, just take the stone off.
I tied my tongue around that, didn't I?
Well, you'd be talking about Folkestone before that, you see. You know, at your age, these things get muddled.
I know.
Just take the stone off and have the folk bit.
Who are you? Sorry.
Never right. heard of me.
We're going to be talking in the second half of the show to Mr. Alan Castle of the Tenterton Folk Festival, and we're really looking forward to that. But for the moment, we're going to go and join the Channel Radio newsroom. So let's do that.
Let's see what's happening.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening.